25 minutes to 12, a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
We have an interesting person as our next guest, a person that I'm really, really interested in finding out. And I hope just before we come, I can't believe it's after 11:30, Darren, but I hope they're thinking about our teaser too, just to let them tease them, if you like. But I'm really delighted to introduce as our guest today, Andrew Balder. Andrew is the co-founder of Garage Sale Trails, and it's really interesting. I've been doing some reading on it, and it's just a fantastic and fascinating concept. Andrew, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Jim.
It's so nice to have you on our radio show. Darren and I are very interested in what you do. It's a wonderful and innovative concept, and it's just gathering momentum. And we're going to do this in two parts. I want to try and understand the history and the understanding of Garage Sale Trail. So, Andrew, please take us through that in the sense of the concept and how you gave birth to this.
Yeah, sure. Garage Sale Trail started back in 2010 in Bondi Beach, where I was living at the time with my now business partner in Garage Sale Trail, Darrell Nichols. We did it as a little community event, really, we ran a community festival that had a whole bunch of things, elements to it, and surfing, and film, and art, and all the things that we at the time kind of thought were quite cool and an accurate reflection of what Bondi was at that time. And one of those things was garage sales, because there were a whole stack of garage sales that happened, and we thought, wouldn't it be great if we encouraged people to hold garage sales on the one weekend?
That's a fantastic concept. Can I just explore that? Because how did you get that thinking going, in the sense of you're sitting down, you're with your partner or you're with a group of friends as well, and you're sitting there and you go, I know what could work.
Garage sales.
Yeah, well, as I say, we thought it was a good thing to do. We wanted to put a little community festival on that we thought reflected what was going on in the community in there. And there was two aspects to that. There was garage sales happen every weekend in Bondi and every other suburb, really, around the country. They seemed to be quite popular there. But there was also a lot of stuff that was left on the footpath at that point in time in Bondi, beds and barbecues and televisions and all sorts of things, and lots of which looked like they were in relatively decent working order, and we thought that was a bit of an environmental travesty. And so we kind of thought it would be good to do this idea, Garage Sale Trail, with the tagline of don't dump it, sell it.
Yes, which I think is very, very clever. I'm just looking at some stuff here. It's a very interesting concept. So when you thought of the concept in a philosophical sense, how did you take it forward?
We happened to know someone who was a web developer, and somehow we convinced them to build a website that allowed people to register a garage sale and put it on a map and give it a name. Bless them, they did that for the idea, to support the idea back then. And then we put a couple of posters up around Bondi and a few postcards and cafes that were supportive.
And what was the response like, though? I mean, in that first one, because intrepidation takes place, you have the concept, the group of people that are working with you are excited, then you go to the harsh reality of people outside the bubble. Tell us about how that took place and, before, because that's real. I think it's an interesting concept.
That was the amazing part, I guess, because to be quite frank, we didn't really have any amazingly high expectations for it. We just thought it was a cool idea and we wanted to do it. It was one of those things, and it certainly wasn't a money-making exercise, and nor really is it today. But it was the outcome, or what happened, far exceeded our what we ever thought. We kind of thought, wouldn't it be cool if there were 30 garage sales on the map on the day? And there was about 130, and we were like, oh my goodness, there's something going on here. It's way bigger than, it's way more potent, powerful, and resonating with people than we thought. And it's the results are bigger than certainly the amount of resources that went into promoting it or pushing it, doing all that kind of stuff. And we walked through the streets that day and we realised that the idea of people kind of communing in their neighbourhood, talking to their neighbours, buying and selling stuff and telling the story of their stuff and keeping stuff out of landfill and extending the life of stuff or making a few bucks was something that really resonated with people. And it made us really, it made us realise that there was something going on that was way bigger than, you know, just the idea that a couple of guys had had over a beer.
Well, I'm glad you got the beer in there. I just want to say that there's a whole theatre. What I like about this is the experience and a theatre that goes with the gathering of people. So what brings them together initially plays out a five-part series, a play, in, so to speak, from, you know, arriving, looking around, talking and enjoying each other's company. That also is part of the equation that I feel is part of this experience.
Definitely. We do a survey of, after the event of people and what they, you know, how, what they thought, how did it go, etc. And often people, we are, one of the questions we ask is, did they make much? Do you make as much money as you thought you would? And often people say no. And when we first did this survey, we're like, oh my goodness, you know, people aren't making as much money as they want. This isn't going to work. It's not going to proliferate. And then we'd ask the question of, would people do it again? And people are like, yeah, yeah, do it again. It was really fun. I got to meet my neighbour. I got to hang out. And we, I guess, in thinking about, as we have, what is the attributes of it and why is it kind of growing from one suburb in Sydney to a thing that happens across the country with thousands of garage sales. And we've got a bit of a theory about it that I'm very happy to share, which is that garage sales are a great way for people to express themselves. So they can express themselves in the name that they give their garage sale, and people have a lot of fun with that.
And
they... Yeah, you go.
Oh, sorry, I was just going to say, that's why I was saying it's taken on this characterisation of a theatre where people, where they put their stuff, what they're putting out, and there really is a story, a journey from both, from the seller and the buyer, in terms of that interaction. I'm really appalled.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so Andrew, stay with us. We're just about going to take a short break and then we'll be back on Spotlight. You're on Spotlight on Alive 90.5 with Jim and Darren.
Alive 90.5.
What's that?
Speak my truth, or do I feel to how I feel? I wonder, wouldn't it be nice to live inside a world that isn't black and white? I wonder what it's like to be my friends. Hope that they don't think I'll forget about them. I wonder, I wonder. Right before I close my eyes, the only thing that's on my mind, been dreaming that you feel it too. I wonder what it's like to be loved by you. Yeah, I wonder what it's like. I wonder what it's like to be loved by you. I wonder why I'm so afraid of saying something wrong. I never said I was the same. I wonder, when I cry into my hands, I'm conditioned to feel like it makes me less of a man. And I wonder if someday you'll be by my side and tell me that the world will end up alright. I wonder, I wonder. Right before I close my eyes, the only thing that's on my mind, been dreaming that you feel it too.
Yeah, I wonder what it's like. Chase is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Located less than 30 minutes from Sydney CBD, Washington Park, developed by Pace, is an entirely new urban renewal situated amongst beautiful parklands and open spaces. Washington Park delivers an environment designed to promote healthy living and social interaction. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
It really hurts us when a loved one passes on, but it's nice to know that their memory will be well respected in their final resting place. Castlebrook Memorial Park has looked after the families of loved ones for over 50 years. You can visit them and talk to their family service advisors almost any day from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their website is castlebrook.com.au. Castlebrook Memorial Park is at Windsor Road, Rouse Hill, and is a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5.
Find it hard to tune in? Jump on the internet, stream live at www.alive905.com.au.
Twelve, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim Darren.
Our last guest today is Andrew Balder, the co-founder of Garage Sales Trail, a unique and very innovative concept that started way back in 2010 in Bondi, and we learnt how that's taking place and growing over time. Now we're going to have a look at what's going to happen on the 21st and 22nd of November. Andrew, tell our listeners, please, about what's happening with regards to the Garage Trail sale that's taking place on the 21st and 22nd of November, because that is amazing concept, pulling together thousands of garage sales.
Yeah, so this year Garage Sale Trail is a little bit different. Like a lot of people, we have adapted and kind of evolved, I guess, in response to what we've, you know, everyone's been through with COVID-19. So, you know, in years gone by, Garage Sale Trail has been register a garage sale, you get a web page, you give it a name, you can upload photos, you put a description of what you're doing, which has been really wonderful. And as I was kind of explaining before, it's been a fantastic avenue for people to express themselves and have fun. And display any kind of micro entrepreneurial skills that they might have and promote how they promote their garage sale. And this year we're adding on to that so that if people want to just have a garage, either want to have a garage sale and not leave their own living room, or they're concerned about, you know, COVID-19, and or they don't have enough stuff to have a traditional garage sale at the front of their house, they can also host what we're calling a virtual garage sale. And a virtual garage sale is where you stream your garage sale live via Facebook or via Instagram. And it's something that we've seen more and more happening, interestingly, in Asia and also in the USA, where people are selling stuff via live streaming. And obviously there's been that massive shift and adoption of live streaming, and people being much more comfortable with using the live streaming functionality of those social media platforms. So that's a super long answer to a very short question, Jim, which is, so this year Garage Sale Trail is about hosting a garage sale in your neighbourhood, as people have done for the last 10 years, but also providing people with the opportunity to do it differently and host, have a garage sale in their own living room using social media platforms, Instagram and Facebook.
I think it's absolutely amazing. When you think back, I say 10 years, but 10 years is only 130 months ago. You had an idea over a couple of beers with mates, and on the 21st and 22nd, yes, of November this year, which is only, you know, some 20-odd days away, 25 days away, you estimate that there'll be 16,000 garage sales. And how many items do you envisage that could be in the vicinity of?
We project there'll be a couple of million items up for sale. I think there's a million items registered already. There's 4,000 odd garage sales registered already, sales and stalls, and anticipate that, you know, if history is anything to go by, those numbers will grow quite exponentially in the next couple of weeks.
Andrew, it's Darren here. Just on those virtual garage sales, how does the transactional business work of that? So you might be streaming. Does someone put up their hand like, I'm bidding for that? And can they go away and not finish that transaction and kind of leave the host in the air? How does that work?
Yes. How that works is that, the person who's the seller works out, advises the viewers how they want to do a transaction. And typically we've seen, an existing behaviour is that someone says they want to buy it, and then, not long later they need to demonstrate that they've provided the funds into the person's bank account so that they know the item's definitely sold.
Okay, sounds good.
That sounds fantastic. And can you just give us the contacts for that right now? It's just a bit after 10 to 12, and this is the really important part for us. Can you tell our listeners how they can find more information with regards to Garage Trail?
Yeah, sure. So people can get involved, as I said, by registering a garage sale and hosting it virtually or hosting it in your neighbourhood. Surprise, surprise, the website's garagesaletrail.com.au. And for anyone who is interested in, who doesn't have enough stuff to be host a garage sale, or actually is so inclined to shop at a garage sale, this week, in a couple of weeks, we're hosting a thing called a trail tutorial. And that is where people can, there's a panel of women who are fabulous stylists and specialise in the second-hand segment, and we're running a trail, we're calling it a trail tutorial, and you can register for that for free on the website to learn about second-hand styling and second-hand shopping and how to do it.
And what I'm really delighted with, you've got really experienced and creative people. Aaron Lewis Fitzgerald, the author of Modern Mending, and Stain Slayer, looking at Christina Riando stuff. So I think that's absolutely wonderful that you're taking people in another direction, in another dimension, to learn how to take this innovative concept and develop it in a really contemporary way. I can't not ask you a question. Tell us two items that you've heard of that have been very interesting that people have sold or bought. Be careful. In terms of just interesting in the garage sales and garage trails.
Oh, it's a bit endless. When we started this, we never really imagined that. We thought garage sales were just something people did out the front of your house, but as it turned out, then we saw schools do it and whole streets do it, and local businesses and whatnot. And the same applies to when we started it. We just thought, bric-a-brac and Joe Average kind of stuff was sold at a garage sale.
All right, just give us one then. We're coming to an end.
Wrong about that. We've seen a yacht up for sale. We've seen army tanks. We've seen signed Muhammad Ali boxing shorts, collections of Rolling Stone magazine from 1965, and on the list goes.
Well, that sounds amazing. The tanks blow me away. Sorry, that's a silly...
And the
yacht. And the yacht that people would have.
Sailed away.
Andrew, thanks for joining us on Spotlight with Darren and myself. It's been a fantastic privilege to have you here. We wish you all the very best, again, for the 21st and 22nd of November with Garage Sales Trails. You can go to that website, garagesalestrails.com.au, and find out what's happening there. Have a wonderful day, and thanks for sharing your story with us.
No problem. Thanks for having me on the show.
Been delightful.
Alive 90.5.